You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Adolfo Meza, co-founder of Pop-Up Party. Pop-Up Party is a full sensory affair with select VIP guests, performers, artists, chefs, and mixologists all interacting to provide an intimate and unforgettable night while supporting a local charity. Most Clever and Adolfo, welcome, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Eric. Thank you so much for having me on.
You are most welcome, and the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So for starters, given your extensive experience as an entrepreneur, what's your vision with your latest venture, Pop-Up Party?
So my vision is to create a passport to experiences that wow people. Our vision is to create a company that allows for creative collaboration to be a scalable business. I want to allow patrons to indulge, network, mingle, and feel like they've been immersed in an experience that includes all art forms. I see people not really knowing the answer to the question, what are we going to do tonight? And that question comes up most of the weekdays of most of the weeks of our lives. So my vision is to create a company that allows them to answer that question quickly. And that question answers, what do we eat, what do we drink, what do we listen to, and can we get back home at a reasonable time to go to work tomorrow and not have to make up an excuse. So that's pretty much give you guys a passport to experience this.
And it couldn't have been explained any better than that. Now, what do you want to accomplish with this platform?
So simply put, my absolute mission is to transform dining and entertainment. Like I was talking about, the answer to what do we do tonight is a lot of different things, and adding all the hours that it takes individually to find what to do and then what to eat and then possibly have a drink takes a lot of planning from a customer's perspective. So I really want to accomplish transforming an industry. I mean, appearing as a blip in Ibis World Report would be amazing, right? I mean, transforming and allowing restaurateurs to succeed. And I'm going to go back to our original mission, which is to empower talent to create, venues to succeed, and patrons to indulge through our common love for food, art, and, you know, the element of surprise. And I think that if we create technology that allows this to be scalable and people to have access to it at the push of a button, i.e. you push a button, get a party, and you know what that means, then we've effectively gone back to your first question to give you a passport to these experiences. So I guess it's no small feat to transform an industry, but that's generally what we want to accomplish.
Adolfo, what would you say makes Pop-Up Party different from other events?
Yeah, I've asked myself that question in so many ways, it's not even funny. But I think I've distilled it down to creative collaboration, local venues, local brands, the feeling of community when you come to a pop-up party. We're taking the responsibility, if you will, of finding engaging activities for you to do on a regular weeknight, right? And events usually focus on one specific performance. They say, come and do this. And like I mentioned before, you still have to add a lot of things to your night if you want it to be a whole experience. So, I know that people out there have very fun lives, but for the past 12 years, it's been hard for me to actually plan for a night to be successfully go out, right? And if someone were to just do this for me and I get 3 or 4 hours of food, drink, music, and all sorts of fun, then it's something that I didn't have to go compare myself to a concert or another event. It includes everyone's art. Yesterday for me personally was proof that you can't really define demographics, and it was a business epiphany. You know, everybody asks you, where's your demographic? And do you sell to millennials? And do you sell to these people? I'm like, I don't know. I go on Facebook and I tell them about this amazing collaboration and I hope they buy a ticket. And yesterday we got people from very broad age ranges sharing life experiences, sharing the same life experience and art form and having conversations that come from different perspectives. So I think that the difference of a pop-up party is that you engage with others rather than planning what to do for yourself and just watching something happen. You're actually planning to engage while you're being taken care of.
Certainly sounds awfully inviting. Today we're joined by Adolfo Meza, co-founder of Pop-Up Party, that is a full sensory affair with select VIP guests, performers, artists, chefs, and mixologists, all interacting to provide an intimate and unforgettable night while supporting a local charity here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, I hear that the next pop-up party takes place on June the 27th at the renowned Kettner Exchange. Can you share what partygoers will experience at this exclusive pop-up party scheduled?
So I can share, and I can honestly say, I will share what's been shared with me, which many CEOs will say, I think from experience, why I know now why they don't share so much stuff with us when it's in the planning stages. But I can share the location. I can say that Val Kilmer has at least confirmed his attendance and art form. So we are working with him on being part of this immersion of the senses. I can share with you that we're planning on working with distilleries and whiskey and something authentic and groundbreaking that matches also Kettner's brand. So I think to stay true to the promise of a pop-up party that, you know, if you miss color, it's okay, but you missed it, right? So every pop-up party sort of is understanding that it's a different place and time. And if you're in June 27th, I think will prove that you can experience an amazing venue, which is Kettner Exchange, which I have to say, I am profoundly honored to be sharing this event with. I mean, they do cool things, and aligning themselves with our brand at this stage just makes us so much more empowered to follow our mission through.
Lastly, Adolfo, where can our listeners get more information about Pop-Up Party and even this event scheduled for the 27th of this month at the renowned Kettner Exchange?
Okay, so the event's not. You can get information on our main site, which we'll be constantly updating. It's popupparty.party. So in a promise to your passport, we're keeping true with that, and our URL is that unique as well. So popupparty.party does have links to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, which we are very active on. We will have a lot of content of the first pop-up party up, and we'll be receiving comments. So follow us on social media channels, which I believe will be our way to share both the upcoming experiences as well as the experiences that people have at these. And as soon as we have the tickets up for sale, they will be published on their website and off on Eventbrite, Facebook as well.
Adolfo, I love what you're doing, folks. It is popupparty.party. Adolfo, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you nothing but the best.
Eric, you as well. It was a pleasure speaking with your audience, and I truly appreciate it, and I'm humbled by this experience and your time. Thank you so much.
And Adolfo, it certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Adolfo Meza, co-founder of Pop-Up Party, that is a full sensory affair with select VIP guests, performers, artists, chefs, and mixologists all interacting to provide an intimate and unforgettable night while supporting a local charity. And for more information, once again, visit popupparty.com. EPN.party. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.